All right. Again, I'm so excited about this morning. I'm so excited that you're joining us online. And also this sermon will be recorded and put on YouTube later. So welcome in all of you that are watching this later as well. So at Easter, we talked about how the resurrection of Jesus actually sets in a new season. Kind of like the season of spring, how a new season is starting. The sun is shining again, flowers popping up left and right, as you could see over the last couple of weeks. And in the same way, a new season is starting in our lives because of the resurrection of Jesus. And when we encounter him, when we start a relationship with him, a new season starts in our lives as well. And I thought it would be nice to continue on with that theme. And so last week, we started a sermon series that I, this week later on, called Flourish, about how we can flourish in our spiritual lives. Because I think now in this time where we cannot physically meet together with the whole church, we are so much more dependent on our personal spiritual practices. And I wondered, is this whole time of social distancing maybe an invitation from God actually to come closer to him? To change up some things in our lives, in our personal spiritual lives, to be able to encounter him in a more life-giving way. Is this maybe actually his invitation? Because I don't think a virus like this would come from God, but I do think that a crisis like this will be used by God to draw us closer to him. And so that's what I want to invite you into. And that's why we're going to focus on some spiritual practices over the upcoming weeks, even until Pentecost, about how to engage with God in a more life-giving way, in a more fulfilling way. And last week we talked about, you know, is your spiritual life actually fulfilling to you or not? And so we continued on this theme of longing for God, like a deer that longs for that fresh stream of water, or like a parched land, a dry land longs for some rain. In the same way, we long for this new encounter with God, this life-giving encounter with God. I think maybe that our spiritual lives have been are too dependent on church activities, on our home groups. However good they are, however good it is to worship together. That's why we do online stream services. They are important. And we want to connect together, and we want to discuss the message today together. We want to continue with our home groups. But I have this sense that this time is an invitation of God to come closer to him and to set time apart daily to encounter with him. And maybe some of our the ways that we're used to do that are not really set up in a way that we can really hear personally from him. And so that's what we're going to talk about. And today we're going to talk about meditating on God's word. Meditating on God's word. Now, for some of you, even the word meditating shoots up red flags right away. So let me help you to take them down. So the meditation that we know that's popularized in our day is some kind of a Buddhistic type of meditation. That's got mostly to do with emptying the mind, sort of coming into a zone, emptying the mind, coming loose from reality, coming loose from our own personality even, and completely disengage with the world. Now, this is not the type of meditation that we're talking about, of course. Actually, meditating on the Word of God is completely different. It's not emptying the mind, it's filling the mind with the thoughts and the Word of God. It's not about coming loose from yourself, but it's ultimately about becoming more yourself than ever before. Yourself in the way that God intended you to be. And so meditating on God's word is powerful. And actually, just to take that last little red flag down for you, meditating is actually a Bible word. Look here, how the Psalms start. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Now this word meditate, there's two versions of that, and together they appear 85 times in the Bible. So meditating is really a Bible practice. It's a Christian practice. So let's redeem it back for the kingdom, shall we? So Christian meditating, it's got nothing to do with emptying the mind, but filling the mind with the Word of God and the thoughts of God about us. And secondly, it's not about losing yourself, losing your personality, but becoming who you are even more. The ultimate version of yourself, the way that God intended you to be. And I think that all too often when we read our Bible, we may be reading more for information, but not really for transformation. And that's what I want to help you with today. I want to help you to make your Bible reading more engaging. That you're engaging with God's Word. That you're not just reading it, but that you're engaging with it. That it starts to speak to you personally. Not in a general way, but that it starts to speak to you personally. That's what I want to help you with. You know, don't just read the Bible. Let the Bible read you. It's like a mirror. Let the Bible read you. Let the Bible, I want my Bible reading to be alive and active. Look at this verse in the Bible. Hebrews 4 verse 12. For the Word of God is living and active. It's living and active. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing to the division of soul, of spirit, of joints, of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. If the Word of God contains this much power, and so much of it is written 2,000 years ago or even longer ago, if it still contains this power, living, active, piercing right through our, you know, sometimes our BS. it touches us. If this is the power of God's Word, when I want my Bible reading to kind of match this power, I don't just want to read the Bible and be like, okay, that's great. No, I want it to change me from the inside out. I don't want my scripture reading to be blunt or still. I want my Bible reading, my engagement with scripture to be liberating, to be transforming. I want my Bible reading to be painful at sometimes, as long as it touches me deeply in my heart. That's what I want. That's what I long for. And I know that you feel the same way. And I think a big key to having a more active engagement with Scripture is inviting the Holy Spirit into your reading. Before you open your Bible, pray, Holy Spirit, will you help me with reading today? And I think what he'll do is three things. First, he will illuminate scripture to you. He will help you to understand what it's actually saying. So important, because otherwise the words are just words. Like if you don't involve the Holy Spirit in your reading, you may just be reading, you know, wherever you open your Bible, what it says, you open a certain psalm and be like, okay, that's great for David, or this is interesting ancient literature, and that's it. You know, it doesn't change you, it doesn't do anything. If you invite the Holy Spirit and say, help me to understand what this means, he will help you to understand what this means for you. Not what it only meant for the people back then. He will help you to understand this is what it means for you. And then the second thing he will start doing is he'll help you with some application. You know, the Word of God is like its power is hidden in the application in your lives. That it changes how you live. And the Holy Spirit will help you to do that. And then with these two combined, with understanding what it says and applying what it says, it will start to transform you. It will start to transform you to be the person that God intended you to be. Now, the problem is, many of us, and quite often that includes me, many of us do not have the habits of scripture reading that really help, engage with scripture in this living and active way. Quite often we're just reading for information again, but not for transformation. You can just read a chapter and the transformation effect will be very limited. Also, if your only engagement with scripture is glancing over a chapter or just reading the first of the day from your Bible app, it's not going to transform you. It's going to transform you just as much as a funny Facebook meme or a postcard with a nice quote on it. your engagement with Scripture needs to be more active. It needs to be more meditative. And so this week what I'll do, I don't have time for this now, but what I'll do this week is I'll upload 3 videos on our YouTube channel going with you through a type of Scripture meditation. Just to set an example of how you could do this, to maybe help you find a practice that works for you. Or just to inspire you of what it could look like. And then you go with it. There's many ways that you can meditate on Scripture. I've got 3 that have really helped me even recently and over the last couple of years. On Monday, I'll post a little video about how to do a Lectio Divina. I'll lead you through that. On Wednesday, I'll post one about a simple Bible journaling practice. And then on Friday, I'll lead you through a 1-verse meditation. So please check our YouTube channel. I'll also share them on Facebook just to inspire you, just to help you to make your Bible reading more living and active. My encouragement to you is not necessarily to do one of these, but to find a way to engage with Scripture in a way that it can really transform you, that you sort of open the door for the Holy Spirit and say, change me, illuminate Scripture to me. What does this mean for me? How can I apply this so that it can actually transform who you are? I'm going to close off this message with a short parable of Jesus. And he actually shares this right at the very end of his Sermon on the Mount. That's Matthew 5-7. Actually, if you want to start with a certain scripture and try to meditate on it, Matthew 5-7, the Sermon on the Mount, is a great place to start. It's very challenging. And so that would be a great way to start if you want a more, you know, living and active engagement with scripture. But anyway, what he ends this whole sermon with is this short parable that I'm going to read to you. He says, everyone then who hears these words of mine, so the words that he's just spoken in the Sermon on the Mount, and any other word that he would say in the future, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It's not just about hearing or for us reading the words. It's about letting them change you. It's about applying them in your daily life. And so we need practices, we need habits to daily engage with Scripture in a way that it can actually transform us, that it can challenge us. And that's what I want to invite you into. That's the power and the potential of this great book that we have. Let it come alive in your spiritual life. Start today. Let's take a moment to pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that the Bible is alive and active, that has the power to change us by the work of the Holy Spirit deep inside of us. We thank you for this rich book. We thank you that you're speaking through every word, that every word in the Bible is God-breathed, that you gave it. And that it, even though it has been written thousands of years ago, it still has the power to transform us today because it is the truth. It's your word. And it's your word for us today. And so, Lord, we long for a type of reading of Scripture that is more engaging, that is more challenging, that is really touching us deeply. We want to drink from your living water. We want to eat from your daily bread. So help us, Holy Spirit, to find ways to engage with Scripture in new ways in the coming weeks. Challenge us, Lord. Illuminate Scripture to us and help us to apply it. Amen. Amen.